The mission of the Chesterton Academy is to help parents raise up a new generation of joyful leaders and saints educated in the classical tradition and truths of the Catholic faith. Their rigorous, integrated curriculum unlocks students' potential and prepares them to succeed in college and professional life, and to excel in service of family, their country, and of course, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there's a new Chesterton Academy ready to open, covering Portland and Southwest Washington. They have a new name, a new location, and a new headmaster. Joining me today is Jennifer Cassidy and the newly appointed headmaster, Mr. Bill Diss. Thank you both so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thanks for having us, Brenda. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you.
Well, Jennifer, we had spoken previously about the organizing of the Chesterton Academy, but the name has changed a little. Tell us about that and the new place the Academy going to call home.
Yes. So we originally, of course, were Chesterton Academy of St. Anthony of Padua, and we were looking for a location actually originally in Portland and then moved into Vancouver. And we're having a little bit of a struggle finding a location where we could make the sacraments available to the students on a daily basis. And so in the midst of that search, we were invited very generously. Holy Rosary approached us about occupying Aquinas Hall. And that was an amazing opportunity because our students will just be able to walk right across the street for daily access to confession and mass. So to recognize the generosity of the Dominican community there, we looked at embracing Dominican, blessed or saint, as our patron. So we will always have as our proto-saint, St. Anthony of Padua, and now we have a second patron in Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati.
Oh, two excellent saints. Of course, we all know the passion and zeal for life that Blessed Giorgio Frassati had. What a perfect ideal for the young people attending Chesterton Academy at Holy Rosary. Well, Mr. Bill Diss, you've been named as the first and new headmaster. Can you share with our listeners what you hope to bring to Chesterton Academy as the first headmaster of this new school?
Yes, well, I have a lot of good hopes. One is I'm very excited with the setup of the school. I think, you know, over time, a lot of people have started different private Catholic schools, which I think is great. And I really think all of them have done a really good job. But we have a good opportunity here with the Chesterton Academy and framework and having other schools that were not quite grabbing things in the air. There's some real tangible pillars that have been set up. So I'm very excited to have that. And the other part of your question you had asked about personally to bring, I actually have gotten to teach and tutor for a number of years. It's actually getting near 50 years now. Actually, it has been 50 years. I started in 1972, so doing tutoring at high school. I was a junior, and I got to start tutoring freshmen in algebra. And then I did quite a bit of tutoring in college and then started doing full-time teaching. So I've gotten to teach a lot at the community college, over 20 years there, and, you know, a dozen years at the high school level and a couple at the junior high level. So I think those experiences will certainly help. So I look at it as a kind of a nice marriage of having the experience with a very diverse population and ages, and then blending that with the curriculum and the foundations of classical education, you know, brought to us by the Chesterton Academy.
Well, joining me today is parent organizer Jennifer Cassidy of the new Chesterton Academy of Blessed Giorgio Frassati, and their new headmaster has been named Mr. Bill Diss. Mr. Diss, you know, starting the new school, it's a huge undertaking. How do you kind of view that role in this classical Catholic education environment different than, say, a principal at any one of our public schools?
Well, yeah, there are some differences. There's certainly similarities. I guess one of the big differences is that it's even though we have the Chesterton framework, we're still starting a new school here. And so we need the missionary spirit, and that's really key, and at all levels. And if you think of a missionary, or if you think of a pioneer, the old saying, you know, the pioneer gets all the arrows. In other words, there's going to be a lot that happens. And also a pioneer or a missionary has to do a lot. So there can't be that's not my job type attitude. And what we've seen with the teachers who have been interested and we've started to interview is they really have that missionary spirit. They know they're not going to be making, you know, a salary at a public school, and they know they'll be doing a lot of different items. So at a public school, it's much larger, so that's the difference. And the teachers are really more focused on a particular subject area. And usually the teachers might just teach a couple different subjects, even though they might have a few classes of the one subject. So kind of converging all that together here, I think the differences are just the size of thing, but that there's a real missionary, you know, Catholic spirit with the Chesterton Academy. And then some differences at the principal level would be at a public high school, I think the principals have to spend an enormous amount of time. In fact, I know this with district issues. I know when I was at Benson, over the 10 years, we had four or five different principals during that time. And they had to spend so much time with district meetings and not really going to spend that much time with the students and with the staff. So I really look forward to doing that. And I'll be teaching too. So it's not like I'm locked in a room only dealing with administrative issues.
Well, Jennifer, for our listeners who might be interested and excited about the idea of a Chesterton Academy here in the Portland area, kind of what are the details about the classes that are forming now? Is it all four grades? Are you starting with just a couple and then moving them all through until it's a full class? And, you know, where are the dates and evenings of upcoming open houses?
That's a great question. So we will have a freshman class. And then at this point, with the enrollment that we're expecting, we will have a second class cohort where the older students, the sophomores, juniors, and seniors are taking classes together. And if we have more students and can accommodate an additional cohort with other classes, we'll be happy to have that as well.
I mean, that's just a great option. So that way, as you're forming and as enrollment begins to grow, well, then you'll be able to continue to have all of those courses, you know, right off the bat to be able to accommodate, you know, kids at all four grades is truly a blessing. And then I know more parents would like to find out information, maybe come to an open house. Do you have an evening coming up where people can attend?
We do. We have an open house on Saturday, April 30th at 7 p.m., and we'll be at Aquinas Hall, Holy Rosary's Aquinas Hall, where the school will be hosted. So that's at 340 Northeast Clackamas Street. We look forward to meeting potential families there.
Oh, yeah, and for people to know that location, sometimes we take for granted that people know the town well, but the Holy Rosary facilities, you know, the church and the two halls, and the rectory and so on, are near the convention center, where people know, and which is also very near the Coliseum and the Moda Center area. And the nearest cross streets are Broadway and MLK Boulevard.
Having been there, you know, more than a few times, I can tell you the access to it, though, is so, you know, quick and easy, not far off of Interstate 5. And really being able to access that is so important to many listeners. Well, you know, Jennifer and Mr. Diss, thank you so much for your time today. It's really exciting to be able to talk about a new academy opening up here. And we just look forward to all that you'll be able to provide and ask you to come on our show again sometime soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Brenda. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. And don't hesitate to contact us for more information.
And again, that is Jennifer Cassidy and the new headmaster, Mr. Bill Diss of the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Giorgio Frassati. It is opening up this fall, 2022. If you are interested in more information about the Academy, maybe perhaps interested in attending one of their upcoming open houses, well, you will be able to find more details. All you need to do is go to the podcast of this interview. You're going to find it on the Hail Mary Media app or on our webpage, MaterDayRadio.com.